The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, Passion Conference founder Louis Giglio challenges us to invest in the next generation.
Lean back toward the generation that's coming. Don't put your heels down and dig into the trenches and say, it's got to be our way or no way, because if you do that, your church is going to dwindle, your cemetery is going to be full of more people than the church is full of, and we want the next generation to come.
Betty, welcome, by the way, to Life Today. Betty, what do you think about this Louis Giglio guy? I mean, this, because Louis Giglio, what is that?
Okay, imagine growing up your whole life with that as your last name. I've never gone to a restaurant or a check-in at an airlines where someone, I've never had this happen where someone said, is it Gigolo? Has anyone ever called you Gigolo? And I say, well, not in the last 30 minutes or so, no, but thank you for that. Builds character.
So now you just do gigs, right?
That's what they call me in Australia. Everybody's got to have a nickname in Australia, so I'm Gigs down there.
Yeah, here he is. You know, this is so amazing, though. I'm holding up a series. It's called The Essential Collection, and it's a 5 full-length talks. And by the way, about how long do you normally talk? We're not going to try to scare anybody.
Well, but let's just say that the words full length are an adequate description for how long I usually speak.
In other words, you're going to get the point across.
Yes, you're going to get your money's worth. That's the way I look at it.
And that's the way it needs to be. But here's the thing now. He's got university students, college students. He's got young people. But he's got everybody. I mean, like, I met the guy. I mean, I've heard about him a lot, you know, but I really had not really watched him. I mean, we kind of tracked in some of the same territory, and you were at the seminary out here, and you probably watched some of my journey with either dismay or amazement one. But the point is that I had not really watched him, and I saw Betty watching crying. And, I mean, what was it? What was getting you about this guy? It was obvious he was talking to a lot of young people, and yet you're sitting in here like you just strapped to the seat, but you're going crazy.
Well, it was anointing. It was the Spirit of God, and wherever that is, that will draw me, because that's what I look for. I want the Spirit of God to be wherever I am.
I love you. Louis, you really got our attention, so it got my attention. And then I'm kind of checked you out, you know, kind of did some little bit. I called the FBI.
Did you find out anything I should know?
let me tell you what. No, you know what I found that you were meeting people where they were. You might say groping in darkness to some degree, but really looking. It was kind of like the people that were looking for the light, or like when they would come out, that heard that Jesus was there, the Messiah, and they were curious, and they came. It was like people were coming, and they were being drawn, and they were listening, and a lot of young people were coming, and then you were filling coliseums, and then you got a musician with you, that Chris Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
How did y'all get together, by the way?
I met Chris Tomlin in Waco, Texas, doing a FCA event when I was a campus minister at Baylor, and he was a college student at A&M, and I'd never heard of him, but I loved worship, and I loved worship leaders. I did back then. I led worship at that stage of my life, as well as spoke. And they said, a guy named Chris Tomlin's going to lead worship tonight. And I'm like, I don't know him, so I'm going to get there for sound check, because I want to check this guy out and see where he's coming from. I walk into the gymnasium at First Baptist Church, Waco, Texas. This is the honest truth. And I hear music. I hear an acoustic guitar. I look around the door, and at the other end of the gym is a guy in a black cowboy hat with a Garth Brooks headset microphone on and a little, like, $79 drum machine going boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom. And then he's sound checking, and I'm like, oh my word, what? I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. You know, where have I landed on planet Earth? And he led that night. I remember exactly what I spoke about. It was a great night. I went home. My wife was working at the time. She was already in bed because she had an early morning, and I came in super late, got in bed. She kind of woke up. She said, how was it? I said, it was great. How'd that worship guy end up doing? And I said to her, he's in college at A&M, I said, Shelley, there is an amazing anointing on this kid's life. And I'm attracted to anointing on people's lives. I want to serve anointed people. And so our paths crossed. We did a camp, Super Summer Texas, a couple of months later, and we instantly clicked. And from that time on, we've been living life together, doing ministry together. He and his whole band moved from Austin to Atlanta when we planted Passion City Church. Chris is a worship leader at our church. All pastors hate me for that, and I'm sorry. If our church doesn't work, by the way, it is not going to be because of the worship. It's going to be because of the pastor. And so we just shared life together. He's gotten married recently since he moved to Atlanta. They have a precious little girl. And we have a record label. We manage Chris and his band. We help him make music. But what we mainly do is serve the anointing that is on his life. And he is one of the most anointed hymn writers for this generation. People sing his songs everywhere I've ever been on planet Earth. And it's just a privilege to be around that kind of anointing and to give your life to helping carry that gifting and carry those songs. And I love doing that.
Isn't it beautiful that God's brought you together and you're touching people? And at the same time, you know, Chris, you know, you're teasing about, hey, a lot of people are probably coming over because of Chris, and I don't want pastors to be unhappy with me. What you really want is you want the anointing that you all are seeing for every church, and you want Chris to bless every church just like you want to bless. That's why you're doing the conferences. I want to put the website up. Here's the website. If people want to know, okay, where are you all going to be doing these conferences? What website? And if we want to know, how do we get his music, and how do we get, you know, like this DVD series, and how do we get this great big book here, you know, that's got incredible
There's a lot going on.
This is really, really super. I mean, how do we get all
this
stuff?
Okay, 18 to 25-year-olds have to be at Passion 2013. They cannot miss it. There'll be 60,000 university students there from all 50 states in America and about 40 countries around the world for 4 days, January 1 through 4. That's Passion Conferences. It's 268generation.com, and they need to check it out. Sign up. Mom, Dad, they need to know. Your kids need to be in Atlanta. Don't be freaked out that it's a big city or there's 60,000 kids there. God's presence is going to fill this place and transform their lives. They will come back looking different, because God's glory and God's presence changes us, everything about us. It shifts, rearranges, reorganizes, reconstitutes everything about us. This is not an event or a little concert.
It's an encounter.
This
with
is
God.
An encounter, and I mean, people's lives are absolutely flipped upside down and just wrecked by the power of God's Spirit.
Do the sessions go through the day? I mean,
it's morning, main sessions. There's community groups, which are smaller, and then there are family groups, where every student or 18 to 25-year-old that's here at some point in the day, in the morning, in the evening, is going to sit in a circle with seven other kids like them from all around the country. And they're going to still be texting each other months later saying, hey, I'm still praying for you about your mom. I'm still praying for you about that struggle that you shared.
That's great.
And so there's main sessions, community groups, family groups. It's just an incredible experience. So that's 268generation.com. For Chris, they can go to christalman.com, because Chris tours all over the country and around the world. And Chris and I will be doing a tour together in the spring, where we'll be doing events in all the major cities of America with his new album that's coming out next January, called Burning Lights, and we're excited about that. And so you can see us at a Chris Tomlin concert. You can see us at Passion. And we serve our community and worship together every Sunday at Passion City Church in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, this is what Louis and Chris are showing people right now. It's something that's very anointed, which means the anointing, by the way, it's not just like you and Chris got it. It's what God put on you to spill out, just like the anointing on Christ that comes down on him is supposed to spill over all of us. Right now, you all are being an inspiration, and that's your hope. Now, tell me about this praise, because I think maybe some of our people might want to hear. What do you think it is that's kind of unique about the way Chris approaches it, or the way people come into praise in the presence of the Lord?
Well, I'll tell you a couple of things, because we got a big audience listening today. We got young people listening. We got their moms and dads, maybe their grandparents listening. And I think I've lived long enough, and you've lived long enough, to live through some eras of worship in the church. I grew up in a wonderful church. We just sang hymns with an organ and a choir and an orchestra. And once in a while on a Sunday night, we'd sing a chorus. And it was, blessed be the tie that binds, you know, and we got to hold hands across the aisle. That was a big night, by the way. You'd always strategically sit across the aisle from the girl you were interested in, praying that one of those nights would happen and you could join hands across the aisle. And you were just, oh, just look here. We just happened to be across the aisle from each other, right? But, you know, so I've come through that to this thing called contemporary worship or modern worship, and it literally is tearing churches apart. Mm-hmm. Music and the style of music is tearing churches apart.
Mm-hmm. And that's tragic.
And it is tragic because worship is so much more than music.
Yep.
Worship is about a whole life offered to God as a sacrifice. Everything I am, everything I think about, my business life, my brain, my strength, my money, my energy, my heart, soul, passion, emotion, all of me as an offering and thanks to you for who you are and what you've done in my life. And I found that when someone is switched on to Jesus, they really are not that concerned about the music style. Mm-mm. We're going to sing Holy, Holy, Holy at Passion City Church Sunday. Mm-hmm. People don't know that yet, but it's on the set list. I love it.
And you're going to see Holy, Holy, Holy because you're going to sense because Holy Presence.
Why would you leave a hymn like that?
Absolutely.
Just because it's old.
Yeah.
But we're also going to sing a song that Chris wrote literally 3 weeks ago. And the point isn't, was it a hymn or a chorus? The point is, did it exalt Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Is it anointed by the Spirit? Is it truthful? Does it match the Word of God? Does it build up the church? And does it give you voice to say to God the things that are in your heart to say? And if you're switched on to that, you don't care if it's a hymn or a chorus or if there are drums or an organ or if there's a choir or if it's people in jeans. You just want Jesus. And the church needs to awaken to that. And I implore all 54-year-olds like me, lean back toward the generation that's coming. Mm-hmm. Don't put your heels down and dig into the trenches and say, it's got to be our way or no way. Because if you do that, your church is going to dwindle. Your cemetery is going to be full of more people than the church is full of. And we want the next generation to come. And the thing that is so amazing to me is that we try to so narrowly define worship. When you say worship, people think church, stained glass, Sunday morning. And worship is not a church thing. It's a human thing.
Mm-hmm.
Every human being worships. You go to Cowboy Stadium,
mm-hmm.
and they're playing the New York Giants mm-hmm. on Sunday Night Football. You're watching worship happen, and you see everything
Scripture
asks for. By
the way, it's diminished a lot in Dallas.
You see,
we just really haven't had a whole lot to get all worked up about.
But you see,
but we could.
You see everything that you see in Scripture. You see people shouting, people lifting their
exactly.
hands. And you see that at a Justin Bieber concert. You see it when people are at a birthday party. You see it when someone gets a raise, they go, woo! And you go, oh, when did you become a Pentecostal? You know, no,
exactly.
no, not a Pentecostal, but
no.
I'm excited about my raise.
Yeah, exactly.
And then in our church, in my culture, when we grew up, we could join hands across the aisle. We could even lift our hands as long as we were interlocked.
And then or voting.
And then we would do the pistol grip. So it's one way, interlocked hands.
Yeah.
But if you let go of that person and moved 4 inches, now you've become a Pentecostal.
Oh, it's trouble.
And it's like, it was only 4 inches from here to here. And I think we've just missed that humans worship. It's not about a personality style. It's about what we put in front of our heart. And when something of value is put in front of the human heart responds and the body typically follows. So if Jesus is really all that great, if he's near as great as we all say he is in church, and we see him, then our hearts are going to explode in responding to him. It doesn't matter. Worship styles, they don't belong to any particular denomination. They belong to lovers of Jesus.
And you know, some of my most wonderful times of worship with the Lord has been alone in my home, just worshiping he and me together, you know. And when it starts there, then it's going to overflow.
Absolutely. And you know, you hear people saying, we're leaving that church because they have drums and a band and the worship leader doesn't even wear shoes. You know, we're out of there, you know? And I'm just like, and so then I just keep listening and I'm listening to see if they're talking about Jesus. We're in love with Jesus. We're in love with his mission. We're reaching out to the poor. We're reaching lost people. We're living on the edge. And if they're doing those things, I promise you, my mom passed away 2 years ago, coming up next week. And when she passed away, she was 80, and she loved worship in our church. Louder the better. And here's what she'd tell me at the end of the deal. She'd say tonight, she'd go, "Oh, I loved it tonight. I could just feel the Spirit." And that's what you want. You want somebody who comes to church to meet God, not to evaluate the worship leader. Yeah. Someone who comes to church to interact with the God of all creation, not who comes to critique the sermon. You want somebody coming through the door ready to give, not just like, okay, what do you have to give me? And the difference of the heart is what sets the worshipers apart, the true worshipers. Jesus said, a time is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, not these pew fillers, but the true worshipers. And they're going to worship the Father in spirit. I think that means obviously Holy Spirit, but it means like spirit. There's some spirit in it. And in truth. So we're not going to check our brains at the door. We're not just going to say, give me a Lord, you're wonderful, Lord, you're wonderful, Lord, you're wonderful, Lord, you're wonderful. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. And back to the chorus, Lord, you're wonderful, Lord, you're wonderful. No, give me some truth in my worship. But I'm also going to have some spirit in my worship. And I've never met a true Jesus lover that didn't worship like that. And they love the hymns, they love the choruses, but they love Jesus even more than all of it.
And see, it's such a sad thing to think now we've moved into contemporary, we've moved into the new choruses, and we forget the great hymns. You know, when I survey the wonder, when I survey all of the old rugged cross, all those things are still just there, powerful. And we don't have to abandon one to another. They still, but you know what makes them lose the punch is when the worship is gone out of it. Mm-hmm. No matter how nice the Absolutely. Words or how true they are, once the worship, it's just humdrum, ho-hum.
Yeah, when the wind stops blowing, it doesn't matter what boat you're on. You can be on the hymn boat, you can be on the chorus boat, you can be on the cutting edge worship boat. When the wind stops blowing, you're not going anywhere. And you can be in a church singing these powerful hymns and be like, this ship ain't moving. And then you can be in another church, they sing the same hymn, and you literally feel like you do want to get down on your knees in the presence of Almighty God. Or you can be alone in your closet and sing that hymn and want to get down on your knees in the presence of Almighty God.
You appreciate Louis Giglio. You appreciate Chris Tomlin. I want you to know that there's the website again if you want to know where they're going to be. And we're going to send you this collection if you'd like to have it. Has a message that just captured Betty's heart and mine, and just five of them that are just fabulous. And we're sending that as a gift. We'll also send you the God of all creation, the man you and I both respect so much, Ravi Zacharias, said it has been well said. As a matter of fact, I opened the book with that. If you can't see God in everything, you're not likely to see Him in anything.
Wow.
And you can certainly see God in what He created. He said He revealed Himself in what He created. Well, I talk about pets and wildlife, primarily about pets and a whole lot about Princess, our little dog. As a matter of fact, here's a picture in here of a dog. This is a fabulous story. This little dog in this little baby carriage is a blind dog that helped me see. This is a blind dog, and it's an incredible story. As a matter of fact, I want to promise you something. When you read The Blind Dog Helped Me See, you won't ever walk in another store that you won't realize I'm in this store as a representative of another kingdom. That blind dog helped me see. This is an awesome book. We're sending this and Louis Giglio's five message series to those of you who will help us save the lives of precious children by our actions. Watch closely.
Thank you.
I'm going to speak with actions. And I'm going to speak effectively with Betty because of you. Because we are limited and we joyfully do a lot. Because we ask God to enable us to do a lot. But it is so small compared to what we do together. It's like that shining city set on a hill when our lights join with other lights and we pierce the darkness and we illuminate the way. We literally, and I'm telling you, this is something God showed me that moved me about as deeply as anything I've ever sensed. It was like I heard Jesus telling the Father when he was watching something going on that I was doing when I was sharing God's love with some people. And it was like Jesus said to his Father, I think we're going to get to put your arms around the world. That's what God wants to do. And he does it one life at a time, one person doing what God wants. So what I want to ask you to do, I want you to speak loudly with your actions. I want you to reach out. And I want you to dial that number that's always there if you have a broken heart or you want someone to pray with you for someone. And here's the thing you need to understand. Today we're asking you to help us save lives. And 80% of the calls that come will be from someone with a broken heart. Pray for my family. Pray for my child. That's okay. We understand that. But I'm asking you if you would, while people do call with a broken heart, and we're so glad they do, would you call and say, I want to heal a broken life. I want to give food. $30, three children for the next several months. 50, five children. 100, 10 children. Now, where could you better spend $100? And I don't apologize. If there's any way you can give 100, if you could be an answer to 10 mothers' prayers for the children and say, we're going to feed your children, 10 mothers' prayers answered. Give $100. If you could give $1,000, and thank God, we've got people been blessed who say, you know something? I can give several thousand. We'll do it and rejoice that you are able to do it. $1,000, we can feed 100 kids. Now, we're asking you, please, go online, lifetoday.org, or just dial that number. Take your bank card, use it like a check. That's how you should always use it, like a check. Please do it. Do it now. Go get the card. Make the call, make the gift. Let us know what God put on your heart. We're going to send the God of all creation, I promise you, put a smile on your face, put tears in your eyes. The last chapter. How do you say goodbye to a little pet? By the way, we're going to touch on our pets in heaven. I've got some people you really respect going to join me in that discussion. You're going to like that. And Sarah Young, a wonderful missionary, has written great devotional. This is probably one of the most beautiful Bibles I've ever seen that contains her devotions. Here's one on peace. You will like this. We're asking you to make a gift to help us feed 10 children and give 25 bowls. Make a gift of $125. The lion and the lamb bronze, what a blessing it'll be to you. Have you moved to the phone, online? If you get busy, you be determined. Lives depend on it. You get through. Thank you for making the call.
At this very moment, a child is drawing his last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like him face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 400,000 suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst food shortage in more than two decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we would like to send you James Robison's newest book, The God of All Creation. Through his personal observations of animals and wildlife, James shares heartwarming stories and spiritual lessons of God's love and grace. With your gift of $125 to help feed 10 children, you may request the new Jesus Calling Devotional Bible featuring 260 scripture insights from the author of the Jesus Calling Devotional, Sarah Young. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
As I kneel here by these beautiful children, I want her to be healthy. And you can look at this little girl's complexion right here. She'll step out in the light. See, she's got some of the beautiful glow, but she still has a little bit of the red tint in her hair, which simply means that we're bringing them up to a norm. And this is a very poor area. And if we don't continue to feed these children, they'll just reverse and they'll go back into serious trouble. And we want to keep that going. We want these children to have an opportunity to get ahead in life. We don't want them just to survive. We want them to have a future and a hope, because this is what God has for them. But it won't happen without your love. So I pray you'll respond today. Make the largest gift you can. If you could put arms around, see, here's five children right here. You just put arms around these five, or maybe you could extend your arms all the way back here, and you just take 10 children into your arms. Would you help care for these 10 children? Would you do that? It's my earnest prayer that if you can possibly help at any level, there is no gift too small when you're giving something so big, life. Whatever you can do. And we're sending the God of all creation as a gift. And Louis Giglio's Essential Collection, this is fabulous. You're going to get blessed. To just say thank you, help us save the lives of these children. Would you do that? And join me and Betty in saying thanks to Louis Giglio. Would you do that, too? Thank you so much. Regards to Chris Tomlin, all your work with the church family. Thank you. The missionaries say you're the greatest Christians on earth because you enable them to do what they're called to do. Thank you for doing it.
You see, you catch a cold, you catch a flu, but you develop type 2 diabetes by consistently making the wrong food choices.
Reversing Diabetes, next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.